Club Life.
We get our game on for the Guy versus Girl Challenge, and we take on the tough question.
When it comes to DIY, who's the king of the castle?
We check in with DIY Network's Megadens host and do-it-all DIYer Anitra Megadon for her take on who brings the most to the table.
And Jason Cameron from DIY Network's Man Caves and Desperate Landscapes sounds off about DIY girls versus guys.
From design to digging holes, time management to tight miters, who rules the roost?
It's the Guy versus Girl Challenge.
Right now on My Fix It Up Life.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
Got paint prep? Do it the high way, not the hard way, with Hyde's 14-in-1 multi-tool. It scrapes paint, spreads spackle, sets nails, it even cleans rollers. It screws and unscrews just about anything. There's even a bottle opener. Buy it online at Amazon.com.
My Fix It Up Life with my husband Mark
and my wife Teresa, and I have to ask you, who has the power?
Power?
The power. Who's got the power in the DIY guy versus girl dynamic?
Well, you know, I always go back to the whole thing of guys and girls. Guys sort of have that obvious thing on projects. You're very obvious.
What's wrong with being obvious?
Well, you know, there's nothing wrong with being obvious.
You notice,
but
I'm already defensive.
It's just like the animals and, like, you know, all the boy animals have the pretty feathers and have all the gorgeous everything out there in the wild because you want to attract the ladies.
Ladies.
And on the job site, you guys are like the loudest guys. You're like the loudest. You're running. You're just moving stuff. You're grunting. You're just like exploring your inner, like, manhood through, like, building things and trying to be in charge and showing off for the ladies. And we're a little bit more subtle about it.
Well, you know what? This may go back all the way in history. I saw a news item that says there's recently
What's been more history than the animals?
Neolithic man. What? Cro-Magnon, Neanderthal.
Yeah.
There's recently been a discovery that it may be that the oldest handprints on caves are women's hands. They were the artists even back, I don't know when that was, 10,000 years ago?
Well, maybe it was the women who were, like, making the caves happen and everything. They were, like, DIYing while the guys were out, like, trying to figure out, I don't know.
The pesky foodstuffs and, you know,
women were gatherers, figured out, like, medicine, trying to figure out what berries and what nuts and leaves work to cure different things, and nurturing the entire, like, all of the babies and taking care of the men when they came home.
Well, that's because the men were running buffalo off a cliff.
That's what I'm saying.
Saber-toothed tigers. You get tired from that.
This is why, you know, DIY guy versus DIY girl is so important. Like, it's such a cool conversation to have because guys are not subtle. Women are subtle about our skills. We don't go and just, like, prance around and tell everybody how awesome we are. Like, yeah, did you see that thing that I totally did at home? Like, I don't have that conversation with my women friends.
Hold on. I've got to run to where
I dug this sick hole today. You know, I drove a dump truck. Yeah, boy.
I've got to run to where I keep my clothes and take my I'm in charge shirt and get rid of that.
Exactly. Well,
because
one
of the things that I really enjoy about DIY with you is watching your mind come alive and your creativity. and the I don't know how to describe it, the encompassing approach you have, because I'm focused. I want to get it done.
Yes.
That's for sure. I want to make it beautiful, too.
And you do full-scale models. Like, seriously.
Full-size templating.
I draw everything. I think about it. I contemplate.
I make it in real life.
I try to, like, let's sit down and talk about what we're going to do. And Mark is already outside or in the living room or wherever he is. Said, no. Let's you know, he's like pointing at things. He's taking pieces of wood and mocking things up. It's very obvious. That's why I'm excited to talk to our guests today. Man Cave's host and licensed carpenter, contractor, Jason Cameron. And he is like the guy, the man.
And the girl.
Anitra, oh, yeah.
The woman, the lady.
Yes.
Anitra Megadon.
Host of
Megadance. Woo-hoo!
And she knows how to bring the thunder and the lightning on her projects. And she works with the boys, and she works with the girls, the homeowners, and so does Jason on his shows on Desperate Landscape. So they've both seen, you know, women and men working together, trying to do DIY. And I'm excited to get their perspective on DIY guy versus DIY girl.
And that's all coming up next on My Fix It Up Life.
Entrance with ThermaTru fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTru.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com.
Ba 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 da do ah ba 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 da do ah ba 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 da do ah ba 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 da do ah ba 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 da do ah ba 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 da do ah ba.
You're back inside my Fix It Up Life with my wife Teresa
and my husband Mark.
And get your chainsaws out. We're at loggerheads. It's guy versus girl.
Chainsaws. How many chainsaws do you think I own?
I don't know. I got to loggerheads and then I thought chainsaw. That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's an excuse to use tools and talk about doing stuff.
Yeah, I'm a zero chainsaw girl.
I'm a 500% chainsaw guy.
Yes, you are. And girl versus guy, you know, are girls or guys better at DIY? I don't know,
but we do know someone who's going to have an answer.
Yes.
From Megadent DIY Network, laughing. I love it already. Anitra Megadon.
How are you?
You guys are, I'm laughing. You guys are crazy. You're crazy at hello.
You had me at you're a lunatic.
I knew you were insane at hello. Well, thank you. That's a compliment, I guess. So, you know, we're talking guys versus girls and working together because guys come at DIY completely differently than the ladies do and trying to work together and what their strengths and weaknesses are. And we want you to weigh in because you're one of the ultimate DIY girls that we know.
Well, guys and girls are different, man. And, you know, that's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. And it's a good thing, I think. It's a better thing if you're not a couple. Man, you guys, you are my heroes. I can't DIY with my significant other. But I have to say, you know, we think about things differently. We see colors differently. We see how we're going to attack projects differently. Some of us are neater than others, but I don't care if you're a woman or you're a guy. Everybody should DIY.
I love that poem.
I like that. Very ecumenical, too. Like, everybody can get a piece of the puzzle.
That is true.
Everybody.
I believe that. I agree with Anitra. Everyone can DIY, and everyone brings a different thing. And it is true. Guys see colors differently than girls, like literally seeing them differently. It's so weird.
Or don't see them at all.
Yes.
You know, we start to see, well, okay, that's great that the wall's going to be purple, but do you have any idea how much HVAC and plumbing is behind there?
Or
let's
like,
think about that for 2 hours.
Or like I bring home 47 different colors of purple, and you're like, they're
yeah.
all purple.
They're all pretty much purple. That's
yes.
light purple. That's medium purple. That's dark purple.
Yes, exactly. That's sort of how we have to deal with it.
But
so when you're working with everybody out there in your DIY land, and you're working with people like Grundy and other kinds of crazy people, what's your strategy with working together when you're working with the male type people?
You know, I like to make the guys feel like the heroes. I'll go ahead and say it. It's funny because it's like when I was a little girl, I played baseball, not softball. I wasn't having that. And nobody wanted to let a little girl get a hit off of them. So I walked almost every base I ever took when I was younger because of that reason. So I kind of learned to let the guys be my heroes in some aspects. But in others, I'm not afraid to give them a good kick in the butt and say, get away from my tool. Get your hands off it.
Nice.
Oh, I like it. So when you're working with the girls, what's your strategy?
You know, girls, a lot of girls I work with are actually newcomers to DIY, right? And a lot of these homeowners haven't really used tools before. So it's a total different tactic. Like the guys, you kind of have to wrestle a little bit of the ego and say, hey, I'm not breakable. I could actually use that chainsaw too. But with the chicks, I'm more, take this tool in your hands, use it right now. We're going to do this together. So I would say I'm probably a little bit more aggressive with the guys taking the tools off them because I have to fight for my own than I am with the girls.
Nice. Nice. Now I gotta peer behind the curtain of Megadens, if you will, and got to ask, It must have happened, especially as one of the few or maybe only girls on site. Have you had someone come up to you and give you the, like, oh, you can't, I'll handle that for you. I'll get that for you, little lady. And how hard did you punch them in the throat?
That actually happens a lot, you know. Look, your wife is the same as me. We look like these tiny little things, so we kind of look breakable. I don't usually kick them in the throat. I touch their arm and tell them how sweet they are, but I got this.
Sweet.
See, look at her approach. It's
See,
a nice approach.
She almost kicked me in the face once.
But is that what you do when guys come up to take your tools? You like punch them in the throat?
I mean, that's one possible reaction. I mean, there's a universe of reactions,
yeah.
And this is where we get into guy versus girl difference.
Yes.
You want me to say every possible iteration of reaction. I'm just going to give you one as an example. You take it from there, you're grown up.
One example is punch him in the throat.
Well, that's the one I go to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We might want to circle back to crazy, but
I think everybody listening should go with Anitra's answer. It's a safer choice. I'm just saying, I'm a safety girl.
Well, the other side of the coin, though, as you were talking about, you get with people who maybe are tentative with some kind of power tool or whatever, and you're there to encourage them. And have you found some tricks that sort of, you know, calm people's nerves a little bit?
You know, yeah, here's the deal. My trick is I'm not afraid to screw up, okay? So, and that's what I talk to people about. I'm like, let's make, you know, total butts out of ourselves together. So if you're ready to laugh, if when you pick up that first tool, when you tackle that first project, if you're ready to laugh at yourself as well as at your friends, then you're good to go because there's no pressure in that. You're not trying to show off. You're not trying to – this isn't about how you look. This is about getting a project done and learning something in the process. So, man, I'm all about laughing over it. I have pulled some doozies, you know. So, yeah, don't be afraid to laugh and laugh at each other and tease each other. That's all.
Well,
you know, my significant other and I, when we DIY, we end up having to have a drink or two. I'm not going to lie. It's not good.
Well, Anitra Megadon from DIY Network's Megadens. Follow her on Twitter at Anitra Megadon and follow us into a break because you make us smile, and we'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
You might be open-minded. You might
believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at RebuildingTogether.org.
Hey, Teresa, have you noticed our energy bills have been lower the past several years?
Absolutely. Ever since we replaced our drafty old windows with energy-efficient Simons and vinyl windows, our bills have definitely gone down. And I've noticed it's more comfortable in our home, too.
You know, selecting the right windows for your home does matter. If you're considering a window replacement project, check out Simonton Windows. These award-winning premium vinyl windows are custom-made for your home.
To learn more, visit Simonton.com today.
My Fix It Up Life with my wife Teresa, and we're talking guy versus girl. Bring it.
Well, girls got it.
What's up?
Oh yeah, we've got special powers.
Girls do got it. Girls do got special powers.
Yeah.
And as much as I like to say, hey, hi, I'm an expert. How you doing?
and
I know how to build stuff, and I know how to design stuff. The reason woman's touch is a cliche is because it's actually true.
There's
a special element. But sometimes it butts heads with, you know, the get-it-done kind of guy.
And we have a get-it-done kind of guy on the line right now, Jason Cameron from DIY Network. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We are doing fantastic. And I want to know, because you deal with a lot of DIY guys out there, and you see their DIY gals, too. What do you think? Guy versus girl.
Oh, you put me on the spot now. This is tough because, listen, one thing I've learned over the years in construction and in TV is never underestimate the ladies, you know, because as soon as you do that, you're in trouble, and I'll never hear the end of it. So, I mean, I've met, obviously, there's a lot of guys that I work with, whether they're weekend warriors or, you know, their hardcore skills, but then sometimes we've done shows, either it's a Desperate Landscapes episode or Man Caves episode, where the woman's actually doing more than the guy. So, it's, you know, it falls on both sides. I know I'm playing like the even keel thing here, but, you know, everybody's got skills. It depends on what your passion is. You know, if you're passionate about it, hell, I don't care if you're a guy or a girl.
Oh,
pick up
it.
A hammer.
Well, I like that. And, you know, for all of the girls listening who think, well, maybe, you know, I can't really do this. I have to wait for my husband to help me or my boyfriend or call DIY Network and try to get on a show for someone to do something to my
Maybe
house.
Jason Cameron will come to my house.
Maybe Jason will ring my doorbell right now and help me. You know, I like that you're talking about the ladies and that some of the ladies that you work with, some of the women on Desperate Landscapes, bring it more than the guys, and I love to hear that. And I want to know, so working with girls, working with boys, from your perspective, how do they work differently? How do girls work differently than boys?
Here's the biggest thing for me is that when I'm working with somebody or teaching somebody, guys kill me because guys will never admit that they don't know what they're doing. Guys will, you know, their ego will not allow them to do that. Oh, yeah, I know what I'm doing. Yeah, I've done this before. I know what I'm doing. And they have no idea. Women at least will sit there and say, oh, I've never done this. Show me. So that's the biggest difference. Women are willing to admit they don't know, and they're willing to listen, is where guys aren't willing to admit that. So that's the biggest difference I see. Women are at least willing to admit they don't know something.
Jason, I know exactly what you're talking about. It's funny. I knew you were going to say that.
Really?
Yeah, if you need me to teach you how to build some man caves, you just call me and we'll landscape some. And I have to say it about myself. What's wrong with you, Mark?
That is true. Yeah.
No, but you have met so many families and so many couples on Desperate Landscapes and on Man Caves, even though it's a guy-oriented show. And have you met any couples that you found, you step back and you're like, wow, they like each other. They're having fun cutting down the tree or paving the walk. And do you see how they interact? Have you been able to observe anything like that?
Yeah, it's 50-50, I'm going to have to say, because I think most guys, and if, you know, they'll work hard, and then sometimes you bring the two together, and it's they don't mesh all the time, you know, in terms of working together. Sometimes you see it. Sometimes, you know, they work real well together. I'll admit, I don't work well with my wife. We do not put us in the same room when it comes to building something. We do not get along. So sometimes, you know, some couples get along. Other times it's a competition. We did a man cave once with this couple, and they were both into martial arts. They were both into jiu-jitsu. And they were so competitive that at the end of the day, we were egging them on to have a match, and the girl beat them. I was there to witness it. He didn't live that down for the next 2 days because Goose was all over him. But, you know, that's just some couples get along that way, some don't. I guess it just depends on the situation.
Wow.
Yeah, it's, you know, sometimes both people are coming at a certain thing from a different perspective, and it's so different. Not one's not right and one's not wrong. They're just so different
right. That
their middle is way too far away from point A and point B that you're just...
So speaking about the middle, like how, when you're dealing with it, you know, in desperate landscapes and you have to get the project done and you... have a couple that is just so not working well together. How do you mesh them? How do you make it work?
Couples therapy, you mean? I mean, you know, you do what you got to do. Sometimes you separate them. But one thing that kills me, though, is, you know, like I'll be working. I just worked with a couple recently. And the guy didn't have a lot of skills, but he was willing to work. And so was the girl, so was the woman, but she would overanalyze everything. And I see that a lot. Some women tend to overanalyze stuff. You know, they just overanalyze. And guys are just like, we just do it. What do you need? Just, we'll get it done, you know? So that's what this couple was like. He would just, what do you want me to do? And go do it. And she would just overanalyze everything to the point of, you know, she wouldn't even be able to do it because she was still analyzing what was going on. So that can be a problem.
That's why I install crown molding with a front-end loader.
Yes. Yeah,
exactly.
It gets the job done.
It gets it done.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it takes the floors up and the walls down at the same time and delivers the crown.
Right.
It just doesn't get it all the way in. Whatever.
Well, it gives us the opportunity to do more projects, though. Yeah, it's an opportunity, right?
You know, guys and girls don't always agree. That's just the way it is. You know, we learn to live with each other.
Oh, yeah, and you have to because you put together so many shows and so many projects with so many different levels. I mean, calling Desperate Landscapes is almost not giving you enough credit because, what, half of that maybe is actual, like, carpentry and has nothing to do with plants?
Yeah, no, there's a lot of that going on. You know, it's funny with the whole world now, DIY and HGTV, and a lot of people, as you guys know, are getting more and more involved. And there's a lot more women now getting involved in this, whether it be just, you know, something to do on the side or something they get serious about. So I got a lot of respect for the women that I work with on the network. I mean, we've got some very talented female hosts that know their business, you know, that really understand what they're doing. And they're not just on camera to be on camera. They get it, like Amy Matthews and Allison Victoria. They will get their hands dirty and get in there and get it done. So I have a lot of respect for that.
I like that.
Yeah, that's super cool.
That is very cool.
I like the hands-on, the sweaty shirts, the I'm sure there's a lot of, hey, go get that, and they mean it.
Well, yeah. Well, of course you do, because when you're playing with the boys, you have to know your business, because if you don't know your business.
Well, yeah.
Well, you know, that's the thing, because you watch these shows, and everybody, you know, at one point or another watches, you know, a home improvement show. And normally people can see, if you're watching somebody on camera that doesn't know what they're doing, you're going to be able to tell that. You know, normally you're going to be able to pick something out like this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. So that's why I give, you know, DIY a lot of respect, because the people that they bring on are people that actually have the ability and have the skill set, you know. So, but like I said, I've seen more and more females getting involved in carpentry and construction now, more so than I've ever seen before.
Well, I kind of want to say sort of an obstacle course of DIY network hosts go at it, you know, sort of like one of those like Japanese game show kind of things.
Oh, my God.
Wouldn't that be awesome? Or you have to like, a mesh between that and the World's Strongest Man, where you have to like chop down a tree and then you have to cut 47 boards and then you have to like put in so many nails, hand nail them, and then, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not going to compete on that.
I'm in.
I think that would be like...
I would like to see Goose do that. I'd like to see him get on one of those obstacle courses. Now, that I would pay to see that.
You'd have to build the whole thing out of 6x6s.
Oh, my God.
Just flooring everything.
Yeah, probably. That would be awesome.
He wouldn't run over it. He'd run through it. So he would just beeline it.
Well, we've got a beeline, Jason Cameron from DIY Network. Thank you for handing it to me. Beeline into a break. So follow Jason at Jay Cameron on TV. Check out his Facebook page and check us out with more My Fix It Up Life.
Curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTrue fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTrue.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com.
Back inside My Fix It Up Life, and we're at the end of the show.
So check out more how-to fun at myfixituplife.com. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and see what we're pinning on Pinterest.
Watch our videos on YouTube and listen to more shows at Blog Talk Radio, 1520 AM in Philly, and on iTunes.
And email us at info@myfixituplife.com. We love to hear your home improvement successes, your challenges, and your ideas.
So make life fun and join us next time for more My Fix It Up Life.
I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked into my life, into my Fix It Up Life. My Fix It Up Life. It might be a white dress walking up to me. It might be a sunrise in a sky blue sea. It might be the holder of my front door key. And I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. I'm so glad that you became my wife. This is our Fix It Up Life. Just a simple and low adieu. But what do I say to you when I can see all I want with you? You might be running at my feet. You might be a best friend aging gracefully. You might be a lifelong love filled guarantee. And I'm so glad that we sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. Fix It Up Life. This is my Fix It Up Life.